Hello and welcome to the final edition of the Popcast for the year 2025. As always, a Goethe Institute and Zündfunk Bayern 2 co-production. This is Durable Dave Creedon presenting the English version of Ralf Sommer's December Popcast, which has a common theme running through it. Several of the featured acts on our December lineup are preoccupied with one issue in particular these days.
So many people feel overwhelmed that it's all just too much at the moment.
The people around us who are mentally struggling with this overall situation.
It's about feeling drained, helpless.
The recurring theme of great resignation is disappointment and overload. Mental overload, or overwhelm, is a widespread problem nowadays, say these artists. People can't take any more, though some of them process the overload in art and music. Such as Power Plus from Chemnitz. Check out this foursome playing their number After Midnight.
I got this feeling like I'm underwater. Gravity keeps pulling me down. And in my dreams I try to flee. Swimming backwards, swimming deep. But when I wake up, I'm still underwater.
This is a song about feeling like you're underwater and can't make it back up to the surface. It's about feeling drained, helpless, but there's no help on the way, says Power Plus bassist and singer Anja Jurleit. After playing their first tour, this indie band from Chemnitz are rocking a bit more on their latest album. The sound is sometimes as scruffy and scrappy as it is when they first started, but now they've got a much better sense of what they want and what they don't. Their new album, entitled Love Language, mirrors developments in the band members' personal lives over the past 2 years, explains Anja.
Wir erzählen, was uns so in den letzten zwei Jahren widerfahren ist. Also, das können
We recount what's been happening to us, which may involve breakups, new dating experiences, stories about self-love or our first queer experiences. All the stuff that has preoccupied us or kept us company over the past 2 years. During the writing process, we realize that love is the common denominator, whatever form or facets it may have. In some cases, fraught with negative feelings, in others, arousing positive, exciting emotions. It's largely about communication, language, togetherness. So we soon came up with the title Love Language. As cheesy as it may sound, music is our love language. We express ourselves through music. We use music to tell people about our lives. People may be able to relate to the stuff we sing about. That's how love language came about.
Power Plus brought their love language post office with them on tour. It's literally a letterbox placed on stage with letters in it. Anya, Maria, Nino and Svenja are the members of the band, in which there's no hierarchy, as they point out. After Kraftklub and Blonde, they're the next act from the Saxon city of Chemnitz. Their debut album came out on Blonde's Betonklunker label. Love Language has become something of a safe space. We shall soon see whether podcast listeners actually drop an email in the Love Language letterbox or their electronic mailbox. Let's cruise from Chemnitz up to Berlin for a taste of Afar, who've just come out with their third album to date, Changing Rules. Here's a song from it, No More Advice. Thank you. No More Advice is a song about not needing any more advice, especially from those in power who are so keen on telling us what's right and wrong. Elena knows what she wants. Komm her, umarme mich, ich zeige dir, was Liebe ist, she sings. In other words, come here, embrace me. I'll show you what love is. The song is on Changing Rules, the latest album by Afar, a Berlin duo made up of Elena and Josef. On Bandcamp, they describe their musical intentions in the following terms. Quote, we want to bridge the distance between the natural and the industrial, exploring the paradox between organic and electronic. In some spaces, Afar might build dance-oriented rhythms layered with haunting vocals, whereas in others, the band creates moments of ambience composed of multi-instrumental soundscapes. Unquote. Afar recorded their new songs in a very special place, near the former border between East and West Germany.
Ja, es hat geklappt. Also wir waren in Salderatzen in
Wadewitz. We were in Salderatzen, a district of the town of Wadewitz in Wendland, Lower Saxony. We landed an artist residency there on a really wonderful community farm project.
Künstlerresidenz wahrnehmen durften und
Ein Ding der Möglichkeit.
It's a really great place called Ein Ding der Möglichkeit. Something utterly possible.
Ein Ding der Möglichkeit heißt das. Ein ganz
Surrounded by
Ort.
Fields and meadows, ja, fruit trees, and forests teeming with wild mushrooms. It was exactly the kind of place we needed, where you plunge into the mist in the morning and into the studio in the evening, which was perfect. The lyrics to the songs on Changing Rules are about recent changes in society. Feminism has gained ground in recent years, says Elena, but so has the backlash, men saying women should get back in their place, in the kitchen. Those retrograde voices have also grown stronger, or rather louder, say Afar, who feel angry, a world-weary anger about this backsliding.
Dann auch diese ganze Überforderung, was ich
Then again, anger can also give rise to hope. At best, if I can still get upset about something, or look at something and get angry about it, then I can also cherish some kind of hope again or try to do something about it. I can be productive.
So viel und geballt und gleichzeitig, also aus Wut kann ja dann auch wieder Hoffnung entstehen.
Und radikal romantisch sein.
And radically romantic.
Radikale Empathie. Aber das sind vielleicht so die Grundlage, wo dieses Album draus entstanden ist.
Yes, radical empathy. I think what we're talking about may be the very bedrock of this album.
That was Elena and Josef on major themes running through their new album. Changing Rules, as it's called, is something of a romantic revolt, brimming with defiance and with empathy for all the folks who are simply overwhelmed by the present day and age. The music is a mix of synthwave, psychedelic krautrock and alternative pop. Their song Something Special, by the way, calls to mind the British band Alt J. In early December, they're playing at the Transmusical Festival in Rennes, France, and at the Goethebunker. No, not here in Munich, but in Essen. Let's linger in Berlin, but change genres. Megalo, our next featured act, has worked with Afrob, Max Herre and Joy Dinalane, and released on Joy's label. His album Regenmacher, which means Rainmaker, made it to number 2 on the German album charts. And every record by the Berlin rapper since then has charted too. His new album is called Schwarze Lotus, or Black Lotus. Let's check out Time Out, a track off Megalo's latest brainchild.
Champion Level, aber red wie Challenger. Der wahre King oder mehr so ein Jamie Lannister. Die Beats, sie klatschen. Komm und mach aus die Tiger, miet sie Katzen. Komm mit Kalaschnikows und da schießt die Spatzen. Tsunami-Welle bricht auf dein Erholungsstrandbild. Mein Part ist wie Godzilla, der durch Tokio trampelt. Nobita, Ibo, ganz egal wo wir sind. Alles ficken zu wollen, ist sicher nur ein harmloser King. Therapie geskippt, benommen nach der Selbstverleugnung. Robert Johnson an der Delta-Kreuzung. Street Deals oder Werbedeal.
Familie wird versorgt, das ist das erste Ziel. Halt es in die Hand, schwenkt den Weihrauch. Herz ist im Brand, schütte Weihrauch. Achte auf die Deckung, wenn es reinhaut. In diesem Spiel kein Timeout. Halt es in die Hand, schwenkt den Weihrauch. Herz ist im Brand, schütte Weihrauch. Achte auf die Deckung, wenn es reinhaut. In diesem Spiel kein Timeout. Nee. Kein Platz für karge Leistung, Eichen fast die Kartenreifung. Ging durch die harte Schule, Jahre Schleifung. Kräuterheiler setzte auf die Kraft der Wurzeln. Lief durch den Sumpf, ohne dass die Schuhe matschig wurden. Die Sonne kocht, der trockene Wind pfeift. Ein Donnergott, der vom Olymp steigt. Gesunde Jobperformance, Hass und Scheine bringen. Unter Druck vor der Klasse einzeln singen. Neue Segen machen alte Fehler wett. Independent werden ist der Major Step. Mein Weg ist Kult, man kann mir nicht erzählen, mir fehlt Geduld. MEG, God MC, das mein Paid in Full. Halt es in die Hand, schwenkt den Weihrauch. Herz ist im Brand, schütte Weihrauch. Achte auf die Deckung, wenn es reinhaut. In diesem Spiel kein Timeout. Halt es in die Hand, schwenkt den Weihrauch. Herz ist im Brand, schütte Weihrauch. Achte auf die Deckung, wenn es reinhaut. In diesem Spiel kein Timeout.
Schwarze Lutes.
Ihr nehmt also meine Herausforderung nicht an?
Nein, ich nehme sie nicht an. Wir haben gute Schüler, die brauchen ihren Mut nicht unter Beweis zu stellen. Sie werden nicht kämpfen.
Meister, ich will...
Geh in dich und meditiere. Wenn du verstanden hast, komm zurück.
Ja, der Song Timeout sagt eigentlich, dass es in dieser Kunstform...
Yeah, the song Timeout basically says there are no real timeouts for this art form. Or in general for things that require many years of hard training. The moment you stop, you come to a standstill, which is sort of a defeat. You have to keep growing all the time, which is of course a lot of pressure. I'm just playing with this image. Ultimately, my point is to show that my rap is, technically speaking, a cut above the everyday level, which means, yes, a demanding approach to my craft. That was Megalo providing a gloss on the song Time Out. This Berliner, with Nigerian, German and Dutch roots, has been rapping away for two whole decades now. Despite his success, he has fallen out with the music industry and, at long last, started up a record company of his own called Chinonso Records. His fifth album to date, Schwarze Lotus, was the first to be released on his new label. After his Afro Vibes EP and his live album with the Babelsberg Film Orchestra, he felt like really rapping away again.
Der rote Faden hat sich ein bisschen später ergeben. Und zwar habe ich einfach geforscht so in meiner Kindheit.
The common thread emerged a little later. I looked back at my youth when I was still an unbiased rap fan. Now I'm in the business myself. And from my point of view, based on my experience, that can distort your perception of it all. So I went back in time to the days when I was a bona fide Wu-Tang Clan fan, and I was into New York rap in general. RZA productions for the Wu-Tang Clan were always very dark and sample-heavy, and that's exactly where I went with the sound, and started producing that way and writing raps to go with it. Ultimately, like RZA, I got the idea of using film samples on my new album. Though he wasn't the only one doing that. The idea was to use kung fu as a metaphor for awesome rap skills. Regardless of its martial arts meaning, kung fu actually means skills learned through lots of hard work and patience. In other words, something you can only really achieve if you work at it for years and don't give up, which isn't easy. Naturally, I wanted to do that in German, too. I did lots of research to find out where RZA got his samples. His films, his sources are really hard to come by. Some of them aren't even available in German. But the search opened up a sort of rabbit hole for me, leading me to some really in-depth research into the samples from various Kung Fu films. In any case, that was a lot of fun.
Aus diversen Kung Fu Filmen hat auf jeden Fall sehr viel Spaß gemacht.
Looking for samples was fun, but running his own label was a lot of work. Megalo says he didn't think it would be such a struggle to put out his own record and to start up a record company specially to that end. But he owed it to himself. He wanted it so bad. Or he simply wanted to stop feeding the machine, as he puts it. In other words, supplying music to the industry. Schwarze Lotus is packed with samples from old Shaolin flicks, mostly serving as intros or outros to the songs on the album. Megalore makes use of mostly self-produced, often sluggish beats, along with shimmering strings to create a very unique, nostalgic atmosphere. It's a deep bow to his idols, a loving tribute to rap. Next up on this December podcast, what might a band called Schreng Schreng and Lala sound like? As you might guess, Schreng Schreng is the sound of the guitars, and Lala is, of course, the singing.
Zorn in jeder Pore, viel zu wenig Punk. Magen übersäuert, wegen Dummheit beinahe krank. Ständig abgehatet und tot dem Vaterland. Jeder Mensch ein Trigger, nirgendwo Verstand. Zu viel Armut, zu viel Zucker, zu viel CDU. Heut blick ich auf der Fensterbank und schau von oben zu. Immer zu cholerisch, kurz vorm Attentat. Ganz egal, ob Nachbarn oder Schnecken im Salat. Innerlich am Kochen, Politikern aufs Maul. Beißen, kratzen, fauchen, Hass auf Obst und Gartenbau. Zu viel Pop, zu viel Zwiebeln, zu viel HSV. Heut fehlt mir die Zeit zum Googeln, wie man Bomben baut.
This is a brand of acoustic punk that doesn't take itself too seriously. Fans also know Jörg Mechenbier as the lead singer in Love A, and guitarist Lasse Paulus as the founder and long-serving director of the online and printed magazine Crazewire, which is big in the German punk scene. The duo started up Schreng Schreng and Lala in Düsseldorf back in 2007. We've just heard the number Rücken, or Back, off their new album Catch and Release. One telltale line from the song is Früher ging mir alles auf den Sack, heute auf den Rücken. In other words, everything used to get on my nerves, now it gets on my back, which speaks volumes about growing old with punk. They once made a video to a song against racism and homophobia called Ekel und Abscheu, or Disgust and Loathing. The clip features some familiar faces from the punk scene, including musicians from The Donuts, Adam Angst and Egotronic. Their previous album was facetiously called Projekt 82, the idea being for the album to reach at least 82nd on the charts, after Jörg Mechenbier's other band Trixie charted 83rd. Schreng Schreng and Lala actually overshot the mark, all the way up to number 58, the first time an album by the duo has even made the charts. Their latest brainchild, their fourth album to date, is called Catch and Release, after Jörg's favourite pastime, fishing.
Der Titel ist meinem Hobby oder meiner großen Passion, dem Angeln, geschuldet.
The title is inspired by my hobby, or rather passion, namely fishing. Lasse and I once saw a funny video about catch and release, that is, catching a fish and then throwing it back into the water. We thought it was funny, and Catch and Release is a very catchy title that leaves plenty of room for interpretation, so we went for it right away, on the spur of the moment, the way we always do. The title also captures the spirit of these turbulent times, explains guitarist Lasse.
Ich bin momentan sehr mental aufgewühlt, was draußen auf der Straße passiert und wie sich
I'm all turned up lately by what's going on out there on the streets and how the political balance of power in our country is changing. I think that led me to bring a more thoughtful and dignified guitar style into the studio. We ended up tempering that approach a bit with songs like Rücken and Zuversicht so as not to overload the album with doom and gloom. But if you're looking for a leitmotif here, it might be that we sought to make a virtue of necessity and at the end of the day to look forward to the future and to share some of that optimism with those around us who are mentally struggling with this overall situation, to restore a bit of faith that things might turn out all right after all, even if we'd have to work hard to make that happen.
Dass es vielleicht doch noch mal gut wird, auch wenn wir da hart dran arbeiten müssten, damit es so wird.
That was Lasse Paulus on the overwhelming impact the current political situation has on people. The overload is causing fatigue, even a form of partial paralysis. Visions magazine praises the lyrics of Schreng Schreng and Lala in these terms. Only Jörg Mechenbier writes at once so poetically and so straightforwardly about the present-day impasse. If you want to find out more about them, Ventil Verlag has published a book about the history of the band, entitled Deck mich zu, wenn du fertig bist. In other words, tuck me in when you're done. Let's wrap up this end-of-year podcast with a little more punk, namely the band Pogendroblem. Not a single song on the album is over 2.5 minutes long, in keeping with the old punk tradition. That was the band Pogendroblem from Bergisch Gladbach and Cologne. Their moniker is what linguists call a spoonerism, the litching of sweaters, switching of letters in two or more words in a phrase. The word spoonerism itself is named after an absent-minded Oxford don who was legendary for mixing up syllables to unintentionally comic effect over a century ago. Pogenproblem is a deliberate spoonerism for Drogenproblem, meaning drug problem. Pogen, by the way, is German for pogo dancing, which is a must at any authentic punk concert. Pogendroblem's debut album was called Erziehung zur Müdigkeit, meaning Education for Fatigue, a play on German philosopher Theodor Adorno's book Erziehung zur Mündigkeit, which has been translated as education for maturity or education for autonomy. During lockdown, the band released a film called Purgendreblem Presents In Search of Utopia about Germany's independent punk scene. Purgendreblem interviewed members of bands like Agni Kid Joe, Mülheim Asozial and Deutsche Leichen, some of which we've previously featured on the podcast. Purgendreblem won Cologne's Holger Tschukai Prize for Music of the Future last year, by the way. And now they've come out with a new album called Great Resignation. Singer Georg Gläser explains the title.
Auf Great Resignation ist der rote Faden jetzt Enttäuschung, Überforderung, aber auch mögliche Auswege und
Umgangsweisen. The recurring theme of Great Resignation is disappointment, overload, but also potential solutions and ways of coping with the multiple crises facing us. Be it man-made climate change, the rise of far-right movements and parties, or the absence of answers to new crises and wars. We were deeply troubled by all that, though we didn't really notice it till we'd recorded the instrumental and then the vocal tracks. We chose it for the album title because we often address labor issues in our songs, so it works very well with our overall repertoire. And the nice thing about Great Resignation is that it describes a phenomenon that emerged during the COVID pandemic when lots of people quit their bullshit jobs because they realized that their jobs are meaningless anyway and there are other priorities in life. Sure, that didn't go on for very long, for obvious reasons. After all, everyone needs to earn a living somehow. But it was a brief spell in which all these everyday things we take for granted were shaken up a little, albeit out of necessity. Translated literally into German, you get große Resignation, which we found very, very appealing. It conveys both senses of resignation. On the one hand, something pessimistic, which is appropriate for the album. And on the other, it was a moment of disruption. That was Purgendreblem singer Georg on the album title Great Resignation. The title song itself is about the urge to leave work and head straight home to be with the person you've just fallen in love with and make out with them. A love song with a socio-political theme, namely bullshit jobs, and the possibility of leading a different kind of life. Other songs of theirs ask, what changes when you turn 30, as they have? Can we stop the climate crisis? Are we responsible, regardless of how old we are? This may well be the most important question for the planet Earth, encapsulated in a few short songs. Herein lies the art of the pop song. The conception of resignation is also a call to action. So let's not bury our heads in the sand. And democracy needs us all in 2026, even more than in 2025. So let's take plenty of drive and determination with us into the new year. So much for the December edition of the podcast. Tune back in January for more tips from the Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2 on newly released music made in Germany that's worth checking out. On behalf of Ralf Summer, Angie Portman, Ghazaleh Ebrahimi and the whole team, this is departing Dave Creedon wishing you a good start in the new year. The podcast will be back in 2026.